Well, I tell you, God is so good, y'all. I love him so much, and I know you do too. The tag for today is I Thirst Thursday, coming from Matthew 5 and 6. Blessed, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Each and every one of you are welcome to this call. We thank you for calling in today. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we love you. We bless you. We thank you. We exalt you. We esteem you, Lord. Thank you so much for all that you do and all that you're going to do. Lord, without you, we're nothing, but with you, all things are possible. Now, Father, I thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Thank you for Pastor V. Lord, it wouldn't be a call if it had not been them answering you. Thank you so much, Lord, for placing it upon their hearts and they be obedient. Thank you for the DS Deli On family. Thank you for the TMC family. Thank you, Father God, for everything. We just want you to know we called you up today to tell you that we love you, we need you, we can't make it without you. We give our hearts to you today. Have thine own way in the mighty name of Jesus. And we won't fail to praise you. We won't fail to give you the glory, and we won't fail to give you the honor. And thank you, Father God, for each and every person that will be at the extravaganza. Lord, you got the money. We don't. Thank you for giving favor to those that need it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let all God's people say, amen. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I hear you. If you could speak a little louder, take it away. Love you. Bye-bye.
Well, God bless you, Minister Wanda, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and again, I welcome you to the call. So if you would please give me a moment to give you a little history of this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God. Our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And our website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And on this website, all of our messages have been archived, as well as all the bios of our speaker. And our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Wanda so graciously did this morning, or as a host, as I am doing now, or if you want to share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has woven us all together is a wonderful, wonderful company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's what brings us together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with blessed products. It's got the best products this side of heaven, as Minister Terrell would say, to help the world to become healthier and wealthier and changing lives every day. So share this with your family, friends, and everyone that you meet. Now, if you are a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and are having some challenges calling in on the call, live calls, or the playback calls, there is a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, that is 293-9707. Just follow the prompts, and you will be joined into the call. So share this information with those that you know that are experiencing challenges just as yourself. Okay, right after this call is the morning motivational call, and it's held every Monday through Friday. And it's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-TONE. And today is Testimonial Thursday. Well, they'll be giving testimonies on this awesome product. So right now, do you or have you made your preparations to attend the great 2018 Artist Extravaganza held March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Los Angeles, California? And there will be a Sunday morning worship service, and the MMC is looking for those who wish to share to serve. Please email your information to info@themasterscall. Now remember, early bird registration is $29 and will be increasing on February 1st. So get registered today. Make your airline and hotel reservations now. So I will see you in Los Angeles, California. And right now I'd like to get out of the way and bring forth the woman of God for today that will bring forth the message this morning. This woman of God is a great, great anointed person. Minister Willow Peterson has been married to her husband for 43 years and is the mother of three grown children. In October 26, Minister Willow and Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida after leaving their home in Oak Park, Illinois for 38 years. God has blessed Minister Willow to unite with and become a member of Bible-based Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida, where she is involved in the Salvation Army ministry. Minister Willow also serves with the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for Tampa residents in Hillsborough County. As a teacher with emphasis in reading and diagnosis and remediation, Minister Willow left the profession to raise her children. And then she returned shortly until she retired in the public school system. She is a certified health coach and wellness educator. She has over 20 years' experience of foods that nourish the body at a cellular level. Minister Willow is excited about this new chapter of her life in Tampa. However, most of all, she is excited about getting to know people in Tampa and sharing the love and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and his word and strives to let that love show in every area of her body and her life. She has a bright light, and she does let it shine. So at this point in time, I'd like to move out of the way and bring before you our minister of the hour, Minister Willow Peters. Peterson, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
And Minister Jackie, thank you so much for that warm introduction. I almost feel like I need to send a check to you for all the kind things you said. And you're just such a beautiful and wonderful person. And my sister, Minister Wanda, all the way in Chicago, Thank you for greeting the people of God, our family members, and seating each and every one and making us feel comfortable. And thank you so much for that wonderful God-inspired prayer. Dr. Vanessa, whom we affectionately call our Mother Eagle, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you have done over these past 6 years. Family afloat. God has allowed you to help to steer this ship, although we put God first, and we thank him that you put him first in steering this call. Although sometimes the waters have been choppy, sometimes they've been uncertain, but your ability, how you allow him to be the captain of this ship has kept us afloat, and I thank you and honor you for that. And to our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, super fantastic Dr. Dimples, thank you so much for also being the co-captain of this ship, the TMC family, because without you and Dr. Vanessa's, your and Dr. Vanessa's guidance, this ship would have gone, would have sunk a long time ago. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you both dearly. And to both of you, I thank you so much for, again, just giving me the opportunity to share what the Lord has put on my heart with our family this morning. And family, I thank you for being there to share with us this morning and to hear what thus says the Lord. Now, Lord, all of you and none of me, as I bring forth the word to your people this morning, use me in a mighty way, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, Lord put on my heart to, as I was coming back from Chicago 2 weeks ago, as we celebrated the homegoing of our dear beloved sister, Ada Lovett Grace, the Lord put on my heart, trust God all the way, for our times are in his hands. And I'm taking this from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, and Psalm 31, verses 14 through 16. And as we know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct their path. And then Psalm 31, verses 14 through 16 says, but as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies. And when I think about time, I think about, and I heard a message that my pastor preached, and I'm going to incorporate that in what I'm talking about this morning. And we know that almost everything we do is governed by time. We start here on the TMC at 7:50 Eastern Time and whatever time it is for you, but we start at that time every day. We get up based on time. Our birthdays are marked by time. We go to work, we go to school according to a certain time. Should we go to bed by a certain time, we do that. And I know I don't go to bed at a certain time. I need to do better by that, but we can remember putting our children to bed at a certain time. We schedule our lives by the seconds, the minutes, the hours, the weeks, the months, the season, and the seasons and the years. Airplanes, buses, trains all leave at a certain time. You not be there and see, won't you not get left? Everything around us is governed by time, and yet we seem to have so little of it. Our recreation, even our games, concerts are timed. The one thing we can't do, no matter how much we try, is to harness the time. Harness more time. Just can't do it. So Psalm 41:15 reminds us that my times are in your hands. So according to Strong's Concordance, the word eth, or s, and it's E-T-H, and the Brown's Driver's Briggs Hebrew lexicon says that this same word time in Hebrew, which is F, has several meanings. F is a short word that is so powerful and represents regular events, the hours spent at work, getting up in the morning, those things that we do on a regular basis, the experiences an occurrence or an occasion. However, it also represents those providential events, those that do not occur again, that period of time in your life, the season that you're in right now. It represents those unexpected, purposeful, kairos moments, those times where things intersect. It could be something positive that happens in the providential time, or it could be something that it appears that the enemy has brought before us. But like David says, my times are in your hands. All of them, think about that, all of them, all of our times are in the hands of the Lord. So in this prophetic psalm, David prays about his enemies, that the Lord would lead him, and he says that he commits himself into God's hands. So I want us to remember, as much as we schedule, as much as we plan, as much as we try to be punctual, as much as we strive to succeed in everything we do, I want us to remember that our time's in God's hands. And you know what, family? That's the best place for our times to be. I want to say that if anyone out there is frustrated about the season that you're in right now, frustrated by the place where you are right now, remember, God sees around corners that we don't see, and he knows where we don't know. So we are in the safest place right now, no matter how difficult that seems to be. He has hands that guide us. He determines our boundaries. Psalm 23 tells us, a part of Psalm 23, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So he will determine our borders when we get off track. He will determine when we will come out of a situation. And because of Psalm 23, we know that his goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our lives. When we do get off track, we can get back on track because we have goodness and mercy following us. His hands are also generous hands. His hands are gentle hands. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So his hands are generous. And I'm going to tell you how I know, because God's promise to supply all our needs is personal. Where it says, my God, that's positive, shall supply. It is pointed. All my needs. I mean, we just break this thing down. And it says that he will supply all my needs. It's plentiful according to his riches and glory. It's powerful in Christ Jesus. And David is saying something by the Spirit of the Lord, that my times are in your hand. In Psalm 31:14, David is saying, but as for me, I trust in you, because I have come to realize, he says, and I'm just paraphrasing, while I've messed up, while I'm aging, while I haven't done my best, David knew that his times were in God's hands. According to Nehemiah 2:18, Nehemiah says, and I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So being in God's hands is the safest place to be. So what are you going through right now? Maybe it seems like it might be the most comfortable or uncomfortable place to be. But because of God's sovereignty and his providential will, it is the safest place to be. God is not going to allow us to be destroyed because our times are in his hands. Somebody right now might be having a financial situation. There may be a health situation or a family situation. These are very troubling times, but I know that our God is the lifter of our heads, and our times are in his hands. I'm going to quickly overview a story where our time, where it was in his hands. I'm running out of time. Okay, so I was going to talk a little bit about Esther, but I'm going to skip over that because we know how that story went and how Mordecai told her that they were where they were for such a time as this, such a time as it was, because their time was in God's hands. And I hate to skip over that whole story, but I want to get to something else that I want to talk about from a personal experience. And I see I only have 3 minutes to go. So when you get a chance in your spare time, in your devotional time, please read the story of Esther. Okay, but I want to get to this personal story to show where my personal time was in God's hands. All of us know on the master's call of and are aware that our beloved minister, sister, Minister Ada Grace, is now resting in the arms of our Lord and personal Savior. So as I prepared to go to her homegoing celebration in New York, I booked a plane ticket to take me from Tampa to go to Brooklyn for the service. And I couldn't understand it, but my plane ticket was going to lead me from Brooklyn with a layover in Chicago. And then I would go on to, it would lead me from Tampa with a layover in Chicago. And then from my layover in Chicago, I would go to Brooklyn. And then the very next morning, I was going to leave Brooklyn to go to Chicago for the homegoing celebration there. Now, it didn't make sense to me the day before, as I was going to Brooklyn, to have to fly to Chicago from Tampa and then go to Brooklyn, since Tampa and New York are all on the same coast. We're on the East Coast. Now, you may remember there was a storm in New York the day before I was going to fly. So I got a call that said, or a text that said, that my flight once I got to Chicago, my flight to Brooklyn was going to be canceled. And so I thought, well, I need to be in Chicago the next day anyway. So I just might as well stay in Chicago on that Friday, and I would be there to be with Ada Levette's family to do whatever they needed to do and to be of help and support to her mother, Jessie. My times were in God's hands, and I say that because during my visit with Ada Levette's mother, and there was nobody else there because everyone else was out making arrangements for her homegoing celebration. So her mother was at home all by herself. So my visit with Ada Levette's mother was of comfort for both of us as we reminisced about Ada Levette's life and how she was a blessing to everyone with whom she came in contact. So I praise God for how my flight plans were rearranged. While initially I was leaning on my own understanding, God truly opened my eyes to see his sovereignty and his providence. Because God is all-knowing, and he knew what was best for me at that time, because my time was in his hands. Now, about her husband, Doug, there were no flights flying out of New York. So her husband, Doug, wanted to be in Chicago to put his beloved Ada's body at rest. Because there were no flights going out of Chicago, Doug had to catch a train to Philadelphia and was able to get a plane to fly to Chicago. And guess what? He made it just in time to march down the aisle with the family during the procession into the church. Look at God. His time was in God's hands. So as I said before, in what ways are you trusting God? What situation seems ridiculous and foolish? Just trust God. He has a plan that surpasses any plan that we might have because our times are in his hands. And I just want to leave you with this one thing that the Lord put on my heart that I read and that I recited at Ada Levette's homegoing. And it just is a memory of her. And it says, Ada Levette's life was truly an image of Christ's likeness. Her smile could light up any room. Ada Levette's warm, loving demeanor could turn any foe into a friend. Her passion for young women and wisdom gave them the strength they needed to carry on. Her love for her mother, Jessie, made all the children want to be more like their parents because she surprised her mother with visits and also text and phone calls every day. Ada Lovett's love for her children was unmatched, loving them each according to their love language. Her love for her beloved Doug caused her eyes to sparkle and her heart to dance at the mention of his name. Ada Lovett's entrepreneurial spirit gave her joy as she turned an MLM into another adventure to minister to others. Abraham Day was a gift God nurtured through her that brought the community together. Her love for friends was one of connectivity as she kept in constant contact with everyone, keeping the circle of friendship unending. Most of all, though, lastly, Ada Lovett's love for the Master, Jesus Christ, was one of true reverence, devotion, passion, as she willingly embraced a servant's heart and unending love. We know that Ada Lovett loved her some Jesus and has now accomplished her mission to sit at his feet, rejoice in him, love on him, and hear those precious words that we all want to hear. Well done, my good and faithful servant. So we celebrate her life, and we also cherish and celebrate the memories that she has left with each one of us, the words of wisdom, fun times, and wonderful memories. Her time was in God's hands. So my TMC family, thank you so much. I know I ran over a little bit, but thank you so much, and I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. God bless you. Host, are you there?
Well, thank you, Minister Willa, for that profound word and awesome word of God. I will be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements for our benediction. And now let us go to the Lord in prayer. God, we come before you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercies. We thank you for watching over each and every one of us. And God, we ask you to cover each and every prayer request that we have seen. Those that have loved ones that are experiencing illnesses and difficulties in their bodies, Lord, we lift them up before you. And those that have bereavement in their family, we ask that you cover each and every person, every family member. Give them your peace right now. Download your peace in each and every one of them and give them the strength to endure and do what they must to lay their loved ones to rest. God, we thank you for this call. We thank you for our speaker this morning. We thank you for every good and wonderful thing that you are doing in our life, because our time is in your hands, and you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We lift you up. We cover this prayer in your blood, and we close it in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, remember, if you want to hear this wonderful message again, this powerful message again, you can call 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POWN. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POWN. So come on over to that call immediately following this call for Testimonial Thursday. And thank you again, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone in the telecommunications service sanctuary and opening us up with prayer. And thank you again, Minister Willows, for that wonderful, wonderful word of God. So will you now come and give us our morning benediction?
Yes, thank you so much, Minister Jackie. Father, we come to you. First of all, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that our times are in your hand. We thank you, Lord, that there are times when we are, oh my God, we just thank you that there are times when we are impregnated with visions. We thank you, Lord, that even there are times that are challenging when we are in the valley. But we know one thing is for sure, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you do provide for all of our needs, even when we're in the valley. And, Lord, when we're impregnated with vision and we are victorious. So, Father, no matter what we go through, let us be mindful that our times are in your hands and that you want what's best for your children.
Amen.
Let us be encouraged by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I always say, my TNC family, you know I just love me some you. So go out and have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Goodbye.